Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, my name is Susie Haynes, and this is the Odessa American from Saturday, June 29th, June 30th, and July 1st, 2024. Lamar student's death ruled natural causes. The April 8th death of a 5-year-old Lamar early education student has been ruled natural following an autopsy. The Ector County Medical Examiner's Office received results back from an autopsy performed in Lubbock. The report from Texas Panhandle Forensics stated Ezekiel Urias died of cardiomyopathy and the manner of death was ruled natural. In the reported circumstances of death, the report stated Ezekiel Urias had autism and was nonverbal. On April 8th at about 12:15 p.m., the boy's teacher got all the children in her class down for a nap after lunch. Around 12:55 p.m., the teacher tried to wake him from his nap, and he was blue and unresponsive, the report stated. 911 was called and CPR was performed, but the boy could not be revived. He died at a hospital after suffering the medical emergency. Superintendent Scott Murray has said the teacher, nurse, and assistant principal provided life-saving measures to the child in the classroom. The death was investigated by Odessa Police Department in partnership with ECISD Police. A GoFundMe page for the Urias family detailed their devastation at losing Ezekiel. The page stated, "Ezekiel was a bright light in our lives, filled with joy, laughter, and an infectious energy that touched everyone he met. His love for his Woody dolls and playful antics with his siblings brought endless smiles to our faces. Unfortunately, Ezekiel's passing was unexpected, leaving our family in a state of shock and grief." Secondary AP of the Year strives to be the one kids go to. When Ector County ISD top brass showed up at Bonham Middle School to give Assistant Principal Nicole Jeffrey the Secondary Assistant Principal of the Year award, she thought it was for someone else. On lunch duty at the time, she saw some of her students and wondered why they weren't in class. Then she heard all this noise. Even when they started talking about her, Jeffrey was looking around for the person being recognized. She's someone who is okay celebrating other people, but not herself. It threw me for a big loop because I had no expectation. I just see myself as doing my job. That's really it. Nothing outstanding, nothing special. Just come to work and do your job. Try to leave it better than where it was when you found it. That's it. Help who you can help and pray for the rest, Jeffrey said. She's always felt that every student needs someone they can go to at school. I try to be that person. Regardless, even their kids that can get on my last nerve with their silliness and behaviors and decisions. But I just want to be that person, Jeffrey said. Altogether, she has been in education for 27 years as a coach, teacher, principal, assistant principal, and myriad other positions. Starting off at Texas Christian University, Jeffrey earned a bachelor's degree in English from Angelo State University. She earned a master's in educational leadership from University of Texas at Arlington. Education was not in the plans for Jeffrey as she watched family members in the field. She also taught Sunday school from a young age. Her father was a pastor at a church in Odessa. But she wanted to be a scientist. Her mother suggested she teach while you figure out your life. Jeffrey, who is from Crane, finished student teaching and taking education classes and graduated. Her first job offer was at Permian High School, but she ended up going to Nimitz Middle School instead. The riddle has been trying to figure out how to make adults out of young people. Most of the schools she's worked for were low income. I always wanted to go where I felt like kids needed an adult, Jeffrey said. She added that she feels God put her in each place she's been. He made provisions for me at each place, like, this is where you're supposed to be at this time. this is what you're supposed to be doing. I won't say it came easy, but I will say that I haven't really had to struggle because I feel like this is where I was called to be. So once I was put there, the kids stole my heart, Jeffrey said. I have to be where the kids are. That's just what I love to do. I love working with kids, she added. Jeffrey has twin girls going to Odessa Collegiate Academy. Bonham principal Cammie Smith said Jeffrey is well known and respected at Bonham. Leadership is a valuable trait that has the ability to inspire and motivate individuals to accomplish notable goals. Over the course of history, there have been remarkable individuals who have exemplified exceptional leadership abilities and made a lasting impression in the educational community. They possess unique qualities and characteristics that set them apart and enable them to lead with conviction and purpose. Nicole Jeffrey is a highly respected figure at Bonham Middle School, known by teachers, students, parents, and staff alike for her exceptional leadership qualities, Smith said. With her decades of experience in education, Jeffrey possesses a diverse range of natural gifts and skills that set her apart, she added. VFW schedules 4th of July event, post 4372 to celebrate with food, family events, by Nathaniel Miller. Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 4372 is ready to celebrate the 4th of July, and they're asking Ector County residents to join them. Members of the VFW Post have scheduled several events to celebrate the federal holiday. Starting at noon, ice cream truck and vendors will be on location at the VFW Bingo Hall, 208 East VFW Lane. Hamburgers, hot dogs, and cotton candy will be served at 1 p.m., and numerous water events will begin at 2 p.m. Fireworks will begin after sundown. VFW Post Commander Rick Mitchell said the event is free to the public. Even if somebody wants to leave a donation of a penny, all donations will go to our relief fund that helps veterans and veteran spouses, Mitchell said. The City of Odessa's Firecracker Fandango is also scheduled from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., July 4th in downtown Odessa. However, Mitchell said the VFW is not competing with the city. Instead, he said it is a way to give residents a chance to celebrate with veterans if they cannot make a trip downtown. There's no way we could compete with what they do at Firecracker Fandango, Mitchell said. This is something that if parents want to come out and bring their kids, make sure they bring a towel and shoes to dry off with because we have a day of fun. The event is one of several the VFW has hosted to welcome community members into the post to meet the veterans in their area. The post auxiliary held a breakfast on June 15th, Mitchell said, adding 50 people attended. Two additional breakfasts are scheduled for July 27th and August 10th at the Bingo Hall. Veterans and active duty military members eat for free. The public can purchase entry into breakfast for $10 and children are $5. The event is cash only. The veterans that come in and had a free breakfast enjoy talking with other veterans, just shooting the bull, Mitchell said. Wonder Girls Camp offers chance for fun STEM activities. From STEM activities to kickboxing and a field trip to Chevron, 26 girls participated in this year's edition of Wonder Girls Camp. Organized by the Crisis Center of West Texas, the camp was held this week at Crossroads Fellowship. 8020 was brought in again this year for the camp, and the theme was outer space. Culligan offered a water demonstration, and there was a career day where different professionals shared things about their careers. The last day of camp was a field trip to Chevron. Kickboxing and dance were also offered. Culligan donated all the water for the week-long camp that ended Friday, and we're going to explain the chemistry of water, for example, said Prevention Education Director Alejandra Ramirez. The first day, campers were shy, but by Wednesday, she'd noticed a big difference. They've got more energy. They're excited, Ramirez said. This is the eighth edition of the camp, and the first year the theme has been outer space. Ramirez said it takes more than 6 months to plan. For volunteers, they get older high school students who might need community service hours, but they also have a couple of nurses from Medical Center Hospital that are giving up their time, and in the past, they have had Ector County ISD teachers. 80-20, the group that we bring in to do the STEM activities, they have been doing like rockets with them, drones, so I feel like a lot of the activities have also incorporated with the new theme, Ramirez said. Gigi Valerio, a 13-year-old 7th grader at St. Mary's Central Catholic School, and Jade Rigoza, an 8th grade student at Bonham Middle School, are both returning campers. This is Valerio's third and last year, and Rigoza's second. Valerio said she likes that they get to learn new things every year, like robots, making ice cream, and making a watermelon explode with rubber bands. She's also looking forward to the field trip to Chevron on the last day of camp. Rigoza said learning robotics and the other fun activities they do keeps her coming back. They both said what they learn at camp is useful when they go back to school. I did learn how to do coding and also how to work robotics and fix puzzles and solve them while doing it, Valerio said. Rigoza said learning robotics at camp helped her when she was in robotics at school because she already knew how to code some of the stuff. Valerio said she had noticed the change in theme of the camp this year. There's a lot of new kids that I noticed. Not the same old ones have come back, just the new ones. And I noticed that they were very excited about it and wanted to learn more about it, she added. Quick Hits 4th of July Parade. The third annual Lions of Odessa 4th of July Parade is scheduled at 10 a.m. Thursday, July 4th. The parade will begin at 17th and Texas Avenue and then head south on Texas to 9th Street. Prizes will be awarded for best float. Celebrate the 4th. American Legion Post 430, 2701 East 8th Street has scheduled a 4th of July celebration from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. July 4th. The event will include free hamburgers and hot dogs, a watermelon eating contest, cornhole, and foam pit. Share Clay Shoot. Share West Texas is hosting the 2024 shooters that Share Clay Shoot presented by SM Energy at 9 a.m. July 19th. Cooling stations. With summer heat putting additional strain on the most vulnerable Texans, TXU Energy is teaming up with the Salvation Army of Odessa and the Salvation Army of Midland to provide relief. On Tuesday, July 2nd, TXU Energy will help open cooling stations at both Salvation Army locations. These stations will offer bottled water, electrolyte packs, and a safe place to stay cool when temperatures reach triple digits. The stations will be available through at least Labor Day. Cooling stations are sponsored with an $8,000 donation from TXU Energy's signature Beat the Heat program. For more than 25 years, TXU Energy has helped thousands of Texans stay safe in dangerous summer heat. In addition to this year's donation, TXU Energy will also present the Salvation Army with two $60,000 checks for $120,000 to provide energy aid bill payment assistance to West Texas families. A check presentation will be held at 10:30 a.m. July 2nd at the Salvation Army of Odessa, 810 East 11th Street. Since 1983, TXU Energy Aid has provided more than $130 million in bill payment assistance through donations from employees, customers, and the company. Community members interested in supporting TXU Energy Aid can make a one-time or monthly donation. Midland Business takes top prize in SIP competition. When Mason Askins found out his own brand of Bloody Mary mix had been named the best in the world, he was out of the country. The CEO and founder of Bart's Bar Beverages was on vacation in Tokyo when he checked his email and learned of his company's award. Oddly enough, I was on my honeymoon in Japan, Askin said. I was checking emails, and I had one that said, "Congratulations, you are one of the winners." I was really excited that our company was named the top Bloody Mary mix. Bart's Bar Beverages has been around since 2018, earned the Platinum Medal Best of Class at the SIP Awards International Spirits Competition in the Bloody Mary Mix category. According to the SIP Awards, the Best of Class Medal is the most exclusive award reserved for premium spirits receiving scores in the pinnacle of their respective categories. In addition, the mix also won a double gold medal in the Michelada Mixer category. The competition attracted over 1,300 entries from 56 countries, covering a wide variety of categories. The competition was established in 2009, Askin said. They use over 300 consumer judges to test the product, and you go on a point system. They award medals from bronze, gold, platinum, and best of class. Ours was awarded best of class. We were the top-rated Bloody Mary in the world, according to this competition. It's not the first time Askin's company has come away with awards. Previous SIPs awards for Bart's Bar Beverages include the 2013 gold in the Bloody Mary Mixer category and platinum in the Michelada Mixer category. Askin said they will enter the U.S. Spirit Award, which takes place next month. The competitions we like to submit to have no brand bias, Askin said. You'll send those competitions your product, and they will transfer the product itself into a non-descriptive tasting container, and the people will taste it, make notes, and vote. Generally, you vote first, second, and third, and there's a point system, and they'll add it all up. Biology camp gives kids a jump start on science. Getting up close and personal with bacteria, fetal pigs, and nature are just some of the things participants in University of Texas Permian Basin's biology camp got to experience this week on campus. Camp coordinator and biology lecturer Paula Gutierrez said there were 13 participants from 13 to 18 years old. Layeth Hilal, 13, is going into 8th grade at Nimitz Middle School, and Mayali Sanchez, 12, is going into 8th grade at STEM Academy. Both wanted to try something different for summer camp this year. On June 26, they were dissecting fetal pigs, something only college students usually get a chance to do. It's pretty cool. I mean, anything that involves altering bacterial genes, dissecting pigs, and extracting DNA from bananas, for some reason, it's pretty cool, Hayalal said. Sanchez said she had never really done anything with biology before. I just wanted to try something new because I've never really done anything like dissecting or really like doing much with bacteria, really much of anything about biology, she added. Sanchez said it's been really fun, even now, which I'm kind of squirming about a little, she said. Last year, Gutierrez was leading a section on anatomy. June 26, she said that kids chose to dissect a starfish, clam, and an earthworm. But this year, we thought, let's really focus on the pig, and that way we can focus on going through all the body organs with them. They are trying to make the camp more comprehensive this year. We're trying to make sure that we keep it a really wide breadth of information, Gutierrez said. She said, June 26, that the camp had gone well so far. We tried to keep all our topics very, very broad so that we can expose them to more things. So we're trying to each day focus on one particular area of biology. Today would be anatomy. Yesterday was microbiology. They bioengineered bacteria to make it glow in the dark. The day before, that's genetics, and so we extracted DNA from some bananas. Then tomorrow, which was June 27th, will be field ecology. We'll go outside, we'll take a little trip to a pasture, and we'll collect some measurements from out there, Gutierrez said. She added that the camp gives the kids a head start on things they'll be learning later on in their educational careers. These kids are doing some things that, like the pig, for example, college students dissect the pig. But the owl pellets, we don't do that here at UTPB. That's something that our college students are really excited about. They want to try it out, Gutierrez said. With the pigs, she said, you can see the organs very well. The kids had worksheets to see how many organs they could identify. Jennifer Nutting is a UTPB student working with the biology camp. I wish my kids were old enough to be here. It teaches them a lot about science. I like it, Nutting said. Obituaries and death notices. Julia Ann Planamento Smyers. Julia Smyers, 97, formerly of Andrews and Odessa, Texas, passed from this life. She was born Julia Ann Planamento in Freeland, Pennsylvania, on May 5, 1927, to Vincent and Teresa Nerone Planamento. Julia is preceded in death by her husband Glenn and her 8 siblings and daughter-in-law Candy Smyers. She is survived by her 3 children, Glenda Powers, Mike Smyers, Roy Smyers, 5 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. A graveside service in the Andrews Old Cemetery will be held at a future date. Stephanie Ann Ford. Stephanie Ann Ford, 64, of Odessa, died Sunday, June 23, 2024, in Odessa. Funeral services were held at 10 a.m. on July 1, 2024, at Grace Christian Fellowship in Odessa, with burial immediately following in American Heritage Cemetery. Jeremy Lynn Jones. Jeremy Lynn Jones, 48, of Odessa, died Wednesday, June 26, 2024, in Midland. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Margarita Pacheco. Margarita Pacheco, 79, of Midland, died Sunday, June 23, 2024, in Midland. A funeral service was held on June 28, 2024, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Burial followed at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Arthur Dennis Rankin. Arthur Dennis Rankin, 72, died Thursday, June 27, 2024, in Odessa. Services are pending with American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home and Crematory in Midland. Troy Augusta Ridley. Troy Augusta Ridley, 89, died Friday, June 28, 2024, in Odessa. Services are pending with American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland. Spider Gonzalez could be moved off death row. Gonzalez's hearing focuses on intellectual disabilities. Expert reports indicating that Michael Dean, Spider Gonzalez, is mildly intellectually disabled were submitted to 358th District Judge John Schroed Thursday. It's a step that could mean Gonzalez's sentence would be converted to life instead of death, his attorney said. Gonzalez was convicted in 1995 in the 1994 murders of his neighbors Manuel and Merced Aguirre. Travis Golden Bragg, an attorney for the Texas Attorney General's office, said the hearing Thursday was on the issue of whether or not Gonzalez is intellectually disabled and whether he would be eligible for execution. Bragg said that the state's expert agreed with Gonzalez's expert that Gonzalez is mildly intellectually disabled. Gonzalez appeared in Ector County District Court Thursday in a wheelchair with handcuffs, a waist chain, and shackles on his feet. Richard Burr, one of Gonzalez's attorneys, said Gonzalez has bad diabetes and it's starting to affect his feet. He said Gonzalez has a walker in his cell. Gonzalez was taken back to the Polunsky unit in Livingston afterward. Richard Burr, one of Gonzalez's defense attorneys, said it's unusual that experts from both sides agreed on the intellectual disability issue. Usually, when both parties agree, that part of the case is over because cases only exist to resolve dispute, and there is no dispute. The judge just wants to be sure from his own perspective that there's nothing that should be in dispute, Burr said. We think once he has a chance to review everything, he will come out that way. Or if he decides to hold a hearing, he will come out that way, he added. Burr said the judge has to sign something called findings of fact and conclusions of law. Once he signs that, then the Court of Criminal Appeals has to approve it. They are the final authority, Burr said. Donna Coldtharp, another attorney for Gonzalez, said the judge can sign them with or without a live hearing. The evidence is before him as of today, and he's considering having a live hearing. He could reject the agreement. No court has done that we're aware of in an intellectual disability case where both experts agree, Coldtharp said. She said the time frame for a decision is unclear. We're going to get a proposed set of findings and conclusions from both parties that we agree on by probably about 2 weeks from now, Burr said. If everyone agrees that Gonzalez is mildly intellectually disabled, that would mean he would no longer have a death sentence. Burr said his sentence would be converted to a life sentence. That would have to be done by the Court of Criminal Appeals, he said. If the Court of Criminal Appeals accepts the findings, then his sentence would be converted to a life sentence, Coldtharp said. Burr said Gonzalez has not had any disciplinary reports in years. A past Odessa American article said Gonzalez, 50, immediately became a suspect because he was the Aguirre's next-door neighbor, and the Aguirre suspected him of earlier break-ins. They expressed fear of the known gang leader. Gonzalez and three members of his gang were questioned by police, and Gonzalez was arrested on May 7, 1994. Authorities said items stolen from the Aguirre's home were found in the possession of several people who said they'd bought them from Gonzalez, and his fingerprints were found on them. The jury convicted Gonzalez, who earned his nickname due to two spider tattoos in December 1995. His conviction was upheld, and he was resentenced to death in 2009 after his sentence was overturned. Gonzalez had been scheduled to be executed in March 2022, but the Texas Criminal Court of Appeals granted Gonzalez a stay. Gonzalez's other attorney, Richard Burr, contends Gonzalez's IQ doesn't meet the legal threshold required for execution. The United States does not allow people with IQs 70 or below to be executed if they're also unable to handle life's demands, and if there was evidence of issues before the age of 18. Midland man files lawsuit following motorcycle accident. A Midland man who lost part of his leg in a May motorcycle crash has filed a lawsuit against Harley-Davidson Motor Company and the Odessa dealership that sold him the bike. According to the lawsuit filed Thursday in Ector County District Court, Wesley Lemoyne bought a 2023 Harley brand new in March from Legacy Motorcycle on West Highway 80, but began experiencing electrical problems with it shortly thereafter. Lemoyne's attorneys claimed the phone and radio cut out, and on at least one occasion, the motorcycle lost power due to an electrical computer problem. Lemoyne took the bike back to Legacy on three or four occasions and told them at one point he didn't want it anymore, the lawsuit stated. According to the lawsuit, Legacy said it was not a big problem and could be fixed, but didn't fix it. Nor did Legacy mention any defects or recalls. On May 4th, Lemoyne was thrown from the motorcycle when it suddenly and without warning lost power, the lawsuit stated. He sustained severe catastrophic injuries, including the amputation of his right leg below the knee. Lemoyne is seeking more than $1 million in compensatory and punitive damages, claiming Legacy showed negligence and gross negligence, and Harley designed and distributed a defective motorcycle and was also negligent. Pets of the Week. Ivy, a 3-month-old female Chihuahua mix. mostly white with some brown spots on her chest and brown ears, needs to be adopted into a good home. Luna, a 2-year-old female Shih Tzu mix, black and white, also needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Luna, Ivy, or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 2230 West Sycamore or call 432-257-4311. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75. Donations are also welcome and will go towards kennels, cat house, and adoption center.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.